Later this evening on Florida Matters, it's our monthly news roundtable. Our panel of journalists will take a closer look at the news in recent days. In this preview, Tampa Bay Times reporter Jeff Solacek and student journalist Grace King from WUFT in Gainesville join me to weigh in on the appearance last week of white nationalist Richard Spencer at the University of Florida. Grace, what did Spencer actually say in that speech? I heard it was pretty much a snooze.
Basically, I mean, he was mainly drowned out by the people in the crowd that actually made it inside the auditorium. One of our reporters described it as a UF football game. They started cheering orange, blue, just anything to try and block his message.
Jeffrey, you know, most of the reporting on this Spencer appearance was on the danger he presented to the campus, the potential clash between protesters and counter-protesters. There was very little, if any, reporting on the substance of his speech, no matter how controversial or abhorrent it was.
Yes, there was a question that we all had. Should we give him a bigger megaphone than he already has? People already have heard that he's a white nationalist, a racist, or whatever term you choose to use. Did we need to amplify that in all the different forms of media, or did we need to talk about how the community responded to him? That seemed to be the way that we went. Our reporter, Claire McNeil, was in there, and she was balancing that out throughout the entire time of her coverage. Do we quote him a lot? Do we quote the protesters, the counter-protesters? Where do we go on that front?
Grace, I thought it was kind of interesting that brewery in Gainesville offered beer for tickets. What was that about exactly, Grace?
President Fox, he's the University of Florida president, his message to everyone was to ignore Richard Spencer's visit, to just act as if it wasn't happening and don't give him the audience and the attention that he was craving. So I think the Tall Paul's Brewery was just trying to go along with that and say, hey, give us your tickets. Let's make sure this auditorium's empty. Let's not give him that megaphone.
And it didn't quite work out because his organization decided to distribute the tickets themselves, right?
Exactly. And I mean, it honestly turned into chaos the day of because tickets were given out shortly before the event. There wasn't really a line. It was more of like just a funneling mass of people. And they turned people away. They didn't say why, but there were a lot of people in tears afterwards just saying, why can't I get into my theater that I pay for as a University of Florida student? I have the right to engage in this dialogue.
Jeffrey Solacek, students in that audience shouted him down and barely anyone could hear what he said. Spencer argued, and I think he scolded the audience for this, he argued that they were suppressing free speech. Now, as repugnant as his message is, does he sort of have a point?
He does have the right to speak. Other people also have the right to protest him. And it's one of those balancing acts of, do you get what you ask for, right? I mean, you go out there and you give a speech and you're trying to incite some sort of response. He got a response that he wasn't really looking for.
Now, Spencer has of late chosen public universities at which to speak because he knows that they must allow free speech.
Well, the way that I understand it is that they have to allow free speech if they allow others to use the campus. He was renting a facility and he paid for the rental space. The university paid for the security outside because of what they feared might happen with people around.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if the university were to say, we're not going to rent out our spaces to anyone, whether it's a high school graduation or anything like that, then they may be able to prevent something like that in the future. You know, do they want to do that?
You can hear more on that and on the lawsuit challenging the state's new education law and the effect on Florida of Obamacare proposed changes. All that on Florida Matters, our news roundtable this evening at 6:30.